Okay, we're going to begin with the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Tet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hare Alai Ola. Person makes a neder that he's going to bring an Ola. Yakrivenu b'mikdash. He's got to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. So what's the Havamina otherwise? That's the next line in the Mishnah, which is, V'mehikriva b'Beit Chonyo lo yatsa. He brings it to Beit Chonyo, then he's not Yotze. What this Beit Chonyo is, we'll get to in the latter half of today's daf. Hare Alai Ola she'akrivena b'Beit Chonyo. Takes a neder, he's going to bring this Ola, he's going to bring it to this Mikdash, this Beit Chonyo, which is found in Mitzrayim. Then yakrivena b'Mikdash, he still has to bring it to the Mikdash. V'mikriva b'Beit Chonyo, if he does bring it in Beit Chonyo, yotza. He's Yotze the day neder, although we'll see in the Gemara, he might be Chayav Karet, but he is Yotze the neder that he took. Rabbi Shimon Amer, Ein zu ola. Who says that's not called an ola? You do that, you don't have an ola. Hareini nazir, yigaleach b'mikdash. Person takes a neder to be a nazir. He does the shaving, the completion of the nazirut. He does the mikdash. Vim gilach be beit chonyo. And if he does the completion of his nazirut in beit chonyo, lo yatsa. Then he's not yotze. Hareini nazir sheigaleach be beit chonyo. Specifically takes the neder that it's referring to, Beit Chonyo, Yigaleach b'Mikdash. Again, he's got to do it in the Mikdash, he doesn't have a choice about that. Ve'im galach b'Beit Chonyo. On the other hand, if he actually does do it in Beit Chonyo, Yatza. He's Yotze Yidei Neder, but again, we're not sure what will happen to him, if he's Chayav Karet or not. And Shimon Amer, he's a Nazir. That's not what a Nazir is. Nazir is that you bring it to the Mikdash. You go to Beit Chonyo, you're not Yotze whatsoever. So now, Yatza. What do you mean you're Yotze? If he does the Korban Olah in Beit Chonyo, or he does the Neder Nizirut and completes in Beit Chonyo, he's Yotze, HaMiktol Katla. He is killing the animal. He's not doing anything. He said, here, I'm going to bring an Olah, and he's just shechting this animal somewhere in the middle of who knows where, and therefore he's equivalent of killing Chodshim B'chutz LaMikdash. Why does he Yotze? Amar Amnuna, Nasik Omer, Hare Alai Olah, the addition of bringing it to Beit Chonyo at the end of his neder changes it from a neder to a neder b'li achrayut. A neder in general is a chovat agavra. It's an obligation on the individual, and the individual must discharge that obligation. To the extent that something goes wrong with the animal, it's still his problem because the person has to bring in olah. Over here, by the addition of the term b'Beit Chonyo, he's basically stipulating, I have no achrayut. Whatever, this animal is designated for the neder, and once I, this animal is done with, I have no achrayut. So it's equivalent of saying, Hare alai olah, bli achrayut. So that means that once he picks the animal, it's equivalent of a nidava, if anything goes wrong with that animal. So over here, he kills the animal b'chutz. Eino chanami, there is no neder completed, but on the other hand, he has no more neder to discharge, because the neder is now over. There's nothing to discuss. On the other hand, according to Rav Amnuna, this is a fine olah. This really is an olah. And that means when he does shecht it or kill it outside of the Mikdash, shchut echut, and he's going to be chayav karet. So according to Rav Amnuna, this individual is chayav karet, but he has discharged his obligation. He no longer has a neder that is outstanding. Tosfot points out over here, when we say shekrivenu b'beit chonyo, we don't say, ain't she'achan tfos l'shon rishon, b'acharon. We don't say, wait, ah, he said a re'alai olah. And then the words of b'Beit Chonyo afterwards are meaningless. And we say, Tvos lo rishon rishon. And all he said was, Hare alai olah. Because he, Hakavike omer ad Beit Chonyo. That it's, the addition is not a separate statement, but a part of the statement of the neder. So like we saw before that we use the terms of nismach, that would also be included in the neder. We don't say that in Tvos lo rishon rishon, but rather that's a complete statement. So also over here, that's a piece of the statement and not something that you can divide up. Over here. So then, Amar Le Rova, El Me'ata Seifa. What are you going to do with the latter half of the Mishnah Ketani? Arini Nazir, Shegaleach Beit Chonyo. Says I'm going to be a Nazir. Then, Yigaleach B'Mikdash, Bim Gilach B'Beit Chonyo Yatza. So, Hachanami Denase Kome Arini Nazir, Menach Lo Echei Bachrayut, Karbonotav. If you say that I'm a Nazir, but I just don't have to bring the Karbonot, I'm not responsible for the Karbonot. I bring the Karbonot, I makdish them, and that's it. I don't have to bring them. Nazir, Kamadalo Maiti Karbonotav, Lo Mitkasher. It doesn't matter what you say. You're matna mashikotu v'torah. You want to be a nazir. A nazir at the end of his nizirut, to terminate his nizirut, he has to bring the korbanot. You take those korbanot to Beit Chonyo and you shech them. It doesn't matter that you said I don't have achrayut on them. You're still a nazir. You haven't completed your nizirut. You might have not the korbanot, fine. But as far as your nizirut is concerned, you haven't finished. So Omar Rava, Rava suggests a different way to explain our Mishnah, which is, Adam zeh l'doron nitkaven. He was intending for a gift. Amar isagia bebeit chonyo. If I can bring it to Beit Chonyo, tarachna, then I'm willing to make the effort to go to Beit Chonyo. Tvei lo matzina leitzdurue. I have no intention of going beyond Beit Chonyo. He lived closer to Beit Chonyo, which is found in Mitzrayim. And he says, I'm willing to make the effort to get to Beit Chonyo, to give this gift to Hashem. If that doesn't work, I have no interest. It's if I didn't make the nether, it's if it's nothing, because that's not what I intended for. So now, Nazir Nami, he wanted to impose some tzar on himself. Amar Isa give a Beit Chonyo. Again, if it's sufficient for me to come to Beit Chonyo, then it's good. Then I will be tarachna. Then I'm willing to do that effort. More than that, I don't want to cause myself problems, and I'm not a Nazir if I can't complete the Nazirut in Beit Chonyo. And since he can't do it in Beit Chonyo, therefore it's terminated. Now, according to Rava, as opposed to Rav Hamnuna, it really is an olah. It's just that you have no achrayut on it. Therefore, when you shech Beit Chonyo, you're chayv shchut echutz and you're chayv karet. According to Rava, that's not the case. Rava says the whole thing is premised on it being a gift, if I can do it in Beit Chonyo. So, mi kara, there is no korban here, because we know you can't do it in Beit Chonyo. And it's as if the nether is null and void. It's as if this is not an olah. Therefore, according to Rava, you are not chayv shchut echutz over here, because there was never an olah. It was never olah because you stipulated it had to be if you could do it in Beit Chonyo, and you can't do it in Beit Chonyo, so that doesn't work.
Is there a difference between Migdash and Kavanot?
But the Gemara connects the two. They don't see it separate, and that's the Torah. It's synonymous, right, with Kavanot, correct. And because the Torah connects the two, the Torah says you have to do that Ali by the Shlamim. You have to do the Shkitat HaSa'ar comes with the Shkitat HaBeimah. Now Rav Hamnuna responds to Rava's suggestion and says, okay, Rav Hamnuna amar lecha nazir keda amart. I agree with you. Your explanation is very nice, and I'll use that for nazir. Ola, amanat shlo yecheyev achriyuta kehamar. But the ola, I'm going to keep my explanation. So that means that you'll basically have two parts to the Mishnah, according to Rav Hamnuna. The first part of the Mishnah, and your nether actually goes through, and it's an ola. When you check it outside, you don't have to complete the nether anymore because it terminated the nether because there was no achrayut. But you will be chayav v'shkut echutz, according to that, because there was an olah. In the second half of the Mishnah by the Nazir, he'll agree with Rabba, that's a doron. And since it's a doron, it never became an olah. It never became an olah because you stipulate it's only an olah if it could be brought in Beit Chonyo. And there's no olah, and there will be no shkut echutz by the second half of the Mishnah. So that's the way Rabba Hamnuna learned. And now we're going to say that Vaf Rabbi Yochanan suffered like the Rabba Hamnuna. Yochanan also held like Rabba Hamnuna. Dama Rabba Barachan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Arei alai olah she'akrivenu v'Beit Chonyo. Ve'ikriva be'eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael means not in the Mikdash. Somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, yatsa. Vanush karet. He's yotzei, and his anush is karet. Wait, how do you get karet if you're yotzei? So the answer is, anush karet because it's shchut echutz. Yatsa means that he doesn't have to, the nether is done. He terminated the nether because there's no achrayut over here. Tani namihochi, arei alai olah she'akrivenu b'midbar. He thinks that the Midbar is still Kadosh, because that's where the Mishkan was. So he made a net that I'm going to be able to bring this Olah in the Midbar. V'kriva be'Evar Yardain. Instead he brought in Evar Yardain. Now Evar Yardain here is really Eretz Yisrael. Because if you're in the Midbar, Evar Yardain always depends on which bank you're sitting on. When you're on the eastern side of the Yardain, the Evar Yardain's Eretz Yisrael. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, Evar Yardain's on the eastern side. So over here, when he's talking about the Midbar, it's on the eastern side of the Yardain. When he says Evar Yardain here, it means in Eretz Yisrael. Then he brings it to Eretz Yisrael, Yatzav Anush Karet. Again, the same idea that he's yotze means that he's discharged the nether. The nether is gone, it's terminated because he's if he said there's no achrayut, anush karet because he did shkut echutz. He made it something into an olah, and then he's makrivit outside of the mikdash. Now, this Mishnah is extremely important. A Mishnah, not because of generally the halacha here, but because of the implications it has, which really came up in the Middle Ages and led to a massive machlokhet rishonim, which we'll discuss. Kohanim sheshimshu bebet chonyo. Kohanim that served in Beit Chonyo, lo yishamshu b'migdash, they're precluded from serving in the Migdash afterwards, shibu yishodayim. Ve'ein tzarech lomar ledavar acher. Then certainly Kohanim, who worship the Avodah Zarah, they're not allowed to come and serve in the Migdash. Ne'mar says in Melachim Bet Chav Gimel, this is the time of Yoshio, where they find the Sefer Torah, and they lead a huge tshuva movement, they bring the Korban HaPesach. In that process, Yoshiyahu makes it clear that Achlo Yalu Kohanei Abamot Mizbach Hashem Yerushalayim. Kohanei Abamot who served the Avodah Zarah will no longer be allowed to come to Yerushalayim. Ki machlu matzot betoch acheihem. They were allowed to eat from the kodshim. They're just not allowed to serve in the Mikdash. Arei elu kibalei mumim. They have the same din as a Baal Mum. A Baal Mum is not allowed to do sheirut. He's not allowed to serve in the Mikdash. Aval chukim v'ochlim v'lo makrivim. They're allowed to divide up. They're allowed to be a participant in the kochim. They're allowed to eat kochim, but they're not allowed to be makriv kochim. So these kohanim have that same status. They are qualified or classified as balei mumim, and since they're balei mumim, they can divide up with the kochim, but they cannot serve as kohanim in the mikdash. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, kohen shishachat lo'ovodat kochavim, a kohen that was doing avodah to avodah kochavim, and here he did shechita. He shechted an animal to avodah kochavim, karbono reach nichoach. He comes back to the Mikdash, he's allowed to serve there, and his korban is fine in the Mikdash. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, my koro, what's the pasuk? Why is shechita different? It says, Yan, asher yishartu otam lifnei gilulehem. So in Yechezkel it says, again, the Kohanim that served Avodah Zarah, they will no longer be allowed to work in the Mikdash. So those that shartu lifnei gilulehem, that will worship the Avodah Zarah, vayu levet Yisrael michshal avon, and they were for Bnei Yisrael a problem of iniquity. Okay, nasati yadaya lehem nu Hashem. I place my hand upon them. Hashem says, Hashem elokim benasu avonam, and they will have to bear the brunt of their iniquity. And what is it? Right by trade, the next pasuk says, v'lo yivshu elai lekahen li. They will not allow to be kohanim to me. That is what they have to bear. The responsibility that they will bear is for causing Bnei Israel to worship avodah zarah. And number two is that they will be precluded from worshiping as kohanim or doing the avoda in the mikdash. Rav Yitzchak bar Yevdimi points out is Iyabad Sherut in. The pasuk says Yanasher Yishartu Otam. They did Sherut Lifnei Avodah Zarah. What's the definition of Sherut? That's something that's classified as an Avodah. Shchita Lav Sherutu. Shchita is not classified as an Avodah in the sense of Sherut. Why? Because it's kosher bazar. Even a Zar can do Shchita. See, a Kohen who does Shchita Lifnei Avodah Zarah, even though that's enough to be make you Chayav Mita, if you do one of the avodot before avodah zarah, shchita, it's one of the arba avodot, you would be chayav mita for that. Nevertheless, in terms of the disqualifying you as a kohen, it doesn't, because that's not classified as sherut. And only sherut disqualifies you, and it's not called sherut, because a zar is entitled to do shchita, just like a kohen. Now the Gemara says, itmar, shogog bizrika. If he did zrika, but he did it bishogeg. So we know for sure zrika is classified as sherut, and if he did it b'mezid, everybody would agree that he's now disqualified from being a kohen and serving in the mikdash. On the other hand, he did it here b'shogeg. So what's the status? Rav Nachman amar karbono reach nichoach. Rav Nachman says they didn't realize it was avodah zarah. They didn't realize he's not allowed to do it. Whatever the shogega is over here, Nachman amar karbono reach nichoach. Rav Nachman says you can come back and serve in the mikdash. Rav Sheshet amar ein karbono reach nichoach. He's not allowed to come back and serve in the mikdash. Amar Rav Sheshet, how can I prove to you that he can't come back? In the pasuk in Yechezkel we just read, it says that they were to Bnei Yisrael michshal avon, and it uses two terms here. My love, o michshal, o avon. That he separates. The Torah gives you two problems. One is michshal, and the other one is avon. O michshal shogeg, vavon mezid. It's like we see, avonot, hems donot, and the Gemara in Yuma tells us that avonot means b'mezid. And we'll say michshol, the trip, is a shogeg. So over there, the pasuk says whether it's a shogeg or whether it's an avon, yet you're precluded. Rav Nachman says no. The pasuk is saying that it's a singular phrase called michshol de avon. It's a michshol of iniquity. What was the problem? What was the stumbling block? The stumbling block was the avon, but not that there is michshol separate from avon, but there is a single term. So Amar Rav Nachman mana minolo. How can I prove to you that I'm right that shogeg is entitled to come back? The Tanya, we have a brayta b'chiper kohen ala nefesh hashogeget b'chet abishkaga. This is from Parashat Shlach. Parashat Shlach, where it discusses the korban for avodah zarah, the seer avodah zarah that's brought by both by the yechidim and by the tzibur when they worship avodah zarah b'taut. So over there, it says in the pasuk b'chiper kohen ala nefesh hashogeget b'chet abishkaga. L'mei shekohen mitchaper al yedei atzmo. The kohen, it sounds like from the pasuk b'chiper kohen. And he's the one who's bringing the korban. So the kohen is nitchaper from that korban that he brought. Vimai. What are we talking about here? Now we're talking about avodah zarah, remember, because this is a chet of avodah zarah. Ilim b'shchita. If it's chita, my area b'shogeg. Afilu mezid nami. Forget about shogeg. Even if mezid he can get kapara, I mean, he's allowed to come back. If he does tshuva, he's allowed to come back and serve the mikdash. So we can't be talking about shchita over there. So what are we talking about? Alalav zrika. We're talking about Zrika on the Pasuk, and it says here that the Kohen can attain Kapara. That the Kohen can attain Kapara from his Shigiga means that he can come back and serve the Mikdash. Rav Eshed Amar Lecha Lo'olam B'Shkita U'B'Mezid Lo. He says, no, we're talking about Shkita, and B'Mezid it's no good. Naseh Mishareit L'Barat Kochavim. It's equivalent of being Mishareit Avodah Kochavim. So what Rav Sheshit is saying right now is that I don't agree with you by the din of Shechita. But the din of Shechita, only B'Shogeg can you come back. But B'Mezid, you can't come back. And he'll explain the Gemara before that we saw that Shechita is Lav Sheirut. That's only when it's done B'Shogeg. But if he does it B'Mezid, that qualifies as Sheirut, or maybe it's a Knas Chachamim, that it's Sheirut, and we won't let you back. And that's Vazdu L'Tamayu. And they're consistent in their Shitot. The Itmar Hezid B'Shechita, if he did it B'Mezid, he was Shochet Avodah Zarah. Nachman Amar, Karbono Reach Nechoach, he's allowed to return and serve in the Mikdash. As of Sheshit Amar, in Karbono Reach Nechoach, he's no longer allowed to come back to serve in the Mikdash. Nachman Amar, Karbono Reach Nechoach, the love of Sheirut. He didn't do Sheirut, and we saw in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, to be disqualified, you have to do Sheirut. Sheshit Amar, in Karbono Reach Nechoach, Naseh Mishareit Oved Kavat Kochavim. Because you did it B'Mezid, it makes you into a Mishareit Oved Kochavim, even though you didn't do an Avoda that necessarily is qualified as Sheirut. You're classified as being Mishareit Avodah Kochavim, and you cannot return. Amar Rav Nachman Manah Minalo, how can I prove to you that by case of Mezid, by Shechita, that you're allowed to return? The Tanya. Going to Avodah Avodah Kochavim, Vishav, going that does Avodah Zara, and does Tshuva, Karbono Reach Nechoach, he's allowed to return. Be my. Ilim B'Shogeg. If he was a Shogeg, my Vishav. What type of Tshuva did he have to do? He wasn't Shav, he was never left. He just made a mistake in judgment. Shav Vomedu, he already is returned, he just has to be aware, made aware of his mistake. Elab Shita B'Mezid, it's a case of Mezid. I B'Zrika Ki Shav my Habi. If he did Mezid B'Zrika, everybody agrees there's no such thing as Tshuva over here. Ha'avado HaShirut, he doesn't know Shirut, he's disqualified. There is Tshuva, but he can't come back and serve in the Mikdash. It's over. Once you do it B'Mezid, that's a Pasukin Yechezkel. If Mishareit Avodah Zarah, you can't come back. Be'olam B'Shechita, must be a case of Shechita. And you see, B'Mezid, you're allowed to return. She'ed Amar Lecha, lo, le'olam B'Shogeg. V'achin Ka'amar. This is how to read it. Im Shav Me'ikaro. So if he was Shav Me'ikaro, it doesn't mean that he did Tshuva. Shav Me'ikaro means that he never left. Shav Me'ikaro is that he never left the fold. The Chiyav B'Shogeg. Avad, because he did a bishogeg. It's defining for you what the shogeg is. So therefore, karbono reach nechoach im lav. But if he did it b'mezid, ein karbono reach nechoach. He's not allowed to come back. Hishtachaved avodat kochavim. Now we're moving on to ancillary avodot that are problematic in terms of worshiping avodah zarah. But the question of shirut then comes up. Hishtachaved avodat kochavim. He bows down to avodah zarah. Rav Nachman Amar karbono reach nechoach. He can return and serve in the mikdash. Sheid Amar ein karbono reach nechoach. If he goes ahead and admits here, meaning that he says that Eliyata, you're my God. So he didn't do any action, he just spoke and said, accepted the Avodah Zarah on himself. Again, Rav Nachman says he can come back and do Shirut and serve in the Mikdash. He's not allowed to return and do Shirut in the Mikdash. And we need all these different cases. If you only told me about the case by Shogeg, by Zrika, the reason that we have to mention that case is because there it would say the reason Rav Sheshit is Machmir is because in the end he did something that qualifies as Sheirut. He did Zrika. Even though he did it by Shogeg, he did Zrika. Shechita, which is everybody agrees is not called Sheirut, in Mamodi Lai, the Rav Nachman, maybe he would agree with Rav Nachman. In the end he says, no, that is Nasek Misha Mesharet. If you only told me about Shechita Mishum da Avala Avoda, he did some Avoda that would make him Chayv Mita. Right? Aval Yishtach Aved, Lo Avodai Avoda. He didn't do Avoda, he did a Maise, maybe Ema Lo. So I would have thought, no, Tzricha. Vyashmin and Yishtach Avo, if he just told me about Rav Sheshit's opinion by Yishtach Avo, Shum da Avodai Maise. He actually did something, he bowed down. Aval Hode, the Dibur of Alma. It's just simply a dibor, emalo, maybe not, tzricha. So therefore we needed all of these positions to teach us how far Rav Sheshit says it goes, that he's not allowed to return and do shirut in the mikdash. That a kohen is precluded for all these items. Shogeg b'zrika, mezid b'shchita, hishtachavaya, and hodaya, all of these items preclude a kohen from returning to do shirut in the mikdash. Rav Nachman disagrees in all these cases and says that he can return and he can't worship in the, to avoda in the mikdash. Is it's extremely important Tosafot over here, which is going to springboard. Tosafot quotes the Sefer HaZahir. It's on the previous Amud and Kuftet Amud Aleph. There's a Tosafot Lo Yisham Shuvim Mikdash B'Yishalayim. It's major implications in terms of today, modern day Kohanim, and what the story is in terms of Balei Tshuva. He says, B'Sefer HaZahir Katuv, Kohen Shemir Dato, Kohen that leaves the faith, Datu Lo Yisayet Kapav, he's no longer allowed to Dochen, V'Lo Yikra Rishon, he should no longer be called first the Torah, the reason that a kohen gets these privileges of being called up first, And Nosek Kapav is a different category. It's because Mikidash Tov, Ach Leg the Kedusha Day. And he profaned his Kedusha by leaving the faith and going and worshiping other faiths. That all of that is lost when he goes out. And that would be consistent with our Gemara, not the part about Mikidash Tov, but the rest of our Gemara says that one who goes and worships in a Avodah Zarah, joins another faith, when he comes back, he's not allowed to do Sherut. And Sherut, Nesiat Kapav, is a Voda of the Kohen. And when he comes back, he should be precluded from doing Nisiyat Kapayim. He's not allowed to do Nisiyat Kapayim when he comes back. The addition of the Sefer Zahir, here, is an addition in, which is actually from Rav Natronai, a Gon. It's quoted by the tour from Rav Natronai, Gon, that the Shibboleth Leket and others quote it, that it means that he loses his privileges as a Kohen. He's no longer a Kohen. He doesn't have to do Shat Kohen, and he won't get to be, go up to be the Aliyah first. He gets nothing that would make him into a Kohen. He loses all status. He becomes a Kohen Chalal, and loses all status as a Kohen. That's the psak of the Ge'onim, as well as the Sefer Zahir.
It's also the Kula.
No, not the Kula. He does not lose the Kedusha. Can't marry a Grusha Echelu, because even a Kohen Halal is not allowed to. He still has the status of a Kohen, in the sense that he has to abide by all the laws of a Kohen. He just doesn't get the privileges of a Kohen. His children might be fine. His children might be Kohenim, fine Kohenim. If they worship the Avodah Zarah, then they're in the same category. If they did not, then I think he's not a Kohen Chalal that it, like, when he marries a Grusha and then the child born is a Chalal that it's a Pagam that doesn't leave him. But it's a Chalal in the sense that he's Michalel Kedushato. I don't think he loses the status that he can pass that on to his children. I don't think so. The amazing thing is a Tshuva quoted from Rashi. In Tshuva Rashi, the Tosus brings this. Rashi Perish. It's found in Tshuva Rashi, Simon Kuf Ayin in Tshuva Rashi, says the Kosher, he can dochen. V'zeh l'shono, and this is the quote from Rashi, Harei elu kebalei mumim. Our Mishnah says he has a dinner of balmum. Mihafkan afkalan, the koin shemir dato b'chazar b'tshuva, kosher l'dochen. He's allowed to go up, and he's allowed to be nosei kapayim. Sharei lo matzinu koin balmum she pasul l'dochen. To be nosei kapav is not a din in balmum. The only disqualification for a mum is that it's something that's unsightly, that the people distract the people, and that they will look at it. But other than that, right, any other mum is not disqualifying you from going up there and giving Birkat Kohanim. Our Mishnah says that they can't go back and serve in the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. And why Yerushalayim? The only disqualification here is to Yerushalayim, but anywhere else is fine. Kosh game is manazesh, ain't shirut, vein mikdash. There's no service, there's no mikdash. Devadai kasher leduchan. For the growth of the Torah tchila, to be called up to the siyat kapayim, and to be called to the Torah, he's not disqualified as a kohen. This is a mapecha in the Middle Ages that Rashi says that a kohen shmir dato is not excluded, is as full rights as a kohen. Now maybe he won't be able to worship in the Mikdash when he comes back. If the Mikdash is built, he won't be able to do that. But in the interim, to be Nisiyat Kapayim, to be called the Torah Tchila, is a full-fledged Kohen when he does Tshuva. As long as he does Tshuva, he's fine. That's Rashi's Tshuva. The Rambam quotes the Halacha, and I can read you the Rambam. The Rambam's amazing. The Rambam is straightforward. It's found in the Rambam, Hilchot Tefillah, Nisiyat Kapayim, is Perek Tedvav, Halacha Gimel. For Kohen, Shabbat, Avodat Kochamim, Ben Ba'ones, Ben Bishkaga. Whether it was against his will, whether it was a shogeg, afal pisha sat shuva, eino se kapav ve'olam. It's not allowed to do nisiyat kapayim. So the Rambam is the same as what we see in the Sefer Zahir. It's pretty straightforward. Nisiyat kapayim, shenemar ach lo yalo akohenei abamot. Ubracha ka'avodahi. Bracha, birkat kohanim, is the same thing as doing avoda. And if they're precluded, shenemar l'shartol v'rech bishmo. There's shirut and birak, there's a hekesh between shirut and bracha. V'chein kohen shemir la'akum. Afal pi shechazar bo eino nosei et kapav deolam. And a kohen shemir leakum that agreed to convert. Afal pi shechazar bo, even though he was done chazara, meaning that he backed out of it before doing avodah zarah, eino nosei et kapav deolam, then he can't do nosei et kapayim. So Rambam says two very important things. One is he says even bonus, even if he's done bonus, if he worships avodah zarah, he's disqualified. He says here, even bonus, if he's forced to worship Avodah Zarah and he gives in, he can't come back and do it. Tosfos does not mention the case of onus. He does not qualify shogeg onus. He doesn't say anything. The Rambam here says even onus. The second thing the Rambam says, even if he doesn't do avoda, the simple fact that he's himir dato already disqualifies him. So what it turns out to be is that many of the Ashkenazic poskim disagree. You have the Ra'ah, who really is one of the first, the Ra'ah, you have the Gotam Ammoniot, you have others that disagree here, and quoted by the Beit Yosef as well. It says, as he brings us down, Rashi, and that's quoted in the Tosfot, and the Sefer Zahir. And then he writes, V'katav Amordechai, V'kaper Kakoret Amigila, Omeid Sheikhen Shivu Rabbi Shimshon Ben Avraham Rabbeinu Gershom. You're talking about the very, very early. This is the Rabbeinu Gershom. It's his very, one of the early Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Gershom. And so they quote in his name, Chen katu b'hagot mamoniot, katvu b'shem Rabbeinu Gershom. The b'chol oz, yesh lahapech b'zchut balei tshuva. We have to do everything within our power to help people do tshuva. Here you're going to have a Kohen who wants to do tshuva, and what's going to happen when he comes back? It's not going to be a Kohen. That's going to be Monea. That's going to prevent him from wanting to come back and do tshuva. Because he won't be a Kohen. He'll be disqualified from being a Kohen. When he comes back, he won't do it. V'katuv sh'Rabbeinu Simcha katav kein. V'gam ha'maram b'shem Rashi. Ach, ha'rav yav ha'shiltot katvu sh'lo yisad kapav. D'lo adif mehoreg nefesh. He's no better than someone who kills, which is the other disqualification from doing the siyat kapav. We did that in Sanhedrin. Kohen sh'haragat ha'nefesh is disqualified from birkat kohenim. About Rabbeinu Simcha perished out b'shlo asa tshuva. I read. That's why he doesn't do tshuva. V'dat hasmag, Rabbeinu Gershom. It's like Rabbeinu Gershom that we don't prevent somebody from doing tshuva. So Rashi, some of the early Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Gershom, and others say that the more important factor here is blood allowing him to do tshuva. And by, we should do whatever we can to allow him, and therefore we have Heterim here to allow him to come back and be no sick kapayim. The Beit Yosef continues, and he says, Masha katav Rabbeinu b'shem natronai, she'en lalot b'torah rishon. Our Gemara only discusses Sheirut. And see, as the Rambam does, he connects between Sheirut and the Siat Kapayim. The Rambam never mentions the idea that he loses his status again in Aliyah Rishonah. All he says is Nesiat Kapayim, because that's connected to Sheirut. The Rambam never mentions this issue of Aliyah, which is Bikidash Tov. The separate din of the Kohen. Over here, the Beit Yosef says, Ken katua tosvot v'sof nachot v'shem ha-zayir, v'katvav de Rabbeinu delo mistabrele v'chein nira. Says that Rabbeinu says that it doesn't make sense. The Torah says that. V'chein nira, and he's right. And that comes from the Berak HaBayit. Olin alacha nira, she'esh l'smoch ha-kohani ravuta, t'sharu l'isak kapav. And we should be somech on those that say you can't do the siyak kapayim, v'gam liftoach petach l'balei tshuva, to allow people to come back. Benira, the ad kan lo pligi ala benishtamed. That's only a person who mishtamed birtzono, that he did willingly, went and joined another faith. Do me the kohanim shishimshu beit chonyo, that did it of their own volition. Vahecha de nensu, afilu ledat harambam, says, even if he is an onis, according to the Rambam, he would agree that it's okay, v'sif azir, noseyat kapav. Da lo mikre mishumad, el anus. That's not called somebody who leaves the faith, but rather an anus. The Rambam explicitly says that onus is a problem. So how do you reconcile here? Miu, hani milikish nishtamed, but it's rav lo avda. That's only if he was nishtamed, he agreed to convert, but he didn't do the avoda yet. Sheim avda, afilu bonus, katav Rambam zal shlo yisad kapav. He can't do nisiyad kapayim. Afo pish asad tshuva, even though he did tshuva. Mashmi dvarav, shafilu nishtamed. It sounds from there, even if you don't convert. Kevin sh'avda nifsal, mit abagvinu interval. It splits it both ways. So Rambam only quotes the issue of Shogeg and Ones by the case where he actually worships the Avodah Zarah. By a separate case, which he brings down, which is someone's Nishtameid, someone who converts, there he doesn't mention this distinction of duress. And therefore they claim, Benverik Bayit, therefore stipulates that the Rambam would agree in a case where you're forced to convert, you can come back and do Nisiyat Kapayim as long as you never worship the Avodah Zarah. And so that a Shulchan Aruch, when he brings down both opinions, the Ramah says, V'chenikar, is that the second opinion, that if Yasad Shuva, that he's Noseh Kapav, and they'd be given, first of all, the distinction between Kohel HaTorah Rishon, which is not mentioned in our Gemara, there, the Berak HaBayit, there's a lot of room to be Mekil, because that was never mentioned, and that bit Yosef quoted as well. And number two, the Rashba says, even beyond that, if it's clear if he was done under duress, and he converted under duress, that he should be allowed to be Noseh Kapav, as long as he didn't worship Avodah Zarah. And if he worshiped Avodah Zarah, they're willing to be Somech on those Rishonim, Rabbeinu Gershom, the others that suggest that we should try our hardest to help out the Balei Tshuva and bring them back. And Rashi's dispensation over here that doesn't include these types of Kohanim, Sherut, does not include Nisiyat Kapayim, it's not in Yerushalayim, and therefore we do our utmost to allow the Kohanim to return to do Tshuva, come back and be allowed to do Nisiyat Kapayim. Alright, so now we just finish up the Gemara. The Gemara here just deals with what's the story of Beit Chonyo, brings down two stories, and with that we'll stop and we'll finish up the rest tomorrow. So Gemara says, Vein Tzarech Lamar Devar Acher. That over here, it sounds from our Mishnah that if you worship in Beit Chonyo, you can't return. It says, Ein Tzarech Lomar Dvar Acher, Dvar Acher means Avodah Zarah. The implications from that are, Megamar, Ein Tzarech Lomar Dvar Acher, Mechalal Beit Chonyo, Lava Dvar Chavim Ho. It was not Avodah Zarah in Beit Chonyo. Here's a Mikdash that's found in Alexandria, Mitzrayim. It's not called Avodah Zarah. Tanya, come on, Omar, Beit Chonyo, Lava Dvar Chavim Ho. We have a Braita that says, similar to this, like the one who says that Beit Chonyo is not Avodah Zarah, the Tanya. So we have two stories here. Otoshana Shemait Shimon HaTzadik. The year that Shimon HaTzadik, one of the greatest Kohanim Gedolim, he told them, I'm going to die this year. How do you know you're going to die this year? Every year when I went into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, an elderly gentleman came in, levush levanim, dressed in white, v'nitatef levanim, and wrapped in white, v'nichnasimi. He came out with me, v'yatzayimi. Came in with me, and he walked out with me. Shanazun is dominantly Zaken Echad. This year that Zaken showed up. Lavush Shchorim. Binatev Shchorim. He was wearing black, and he was wrapped in black. Nichnasimi, velo yatsayimi. He went in, and he never came out. So you know, he said, I know that this year is my last year. Achar Regel, Chala, after Sukkot, he fell ill. Shivat Yamim for 7 days, umate, and died. Binimnu Achiv HaKoin Mavech B'Shem. This is one of the things that we saw in the Gemara and Sota and other places, that after Shimon HaTzadik dies, they no longer use the Shem HaMifurash when they do Birkat Kohanim in the Mikdash. And this is after Shimon HaTzadik died. There are other things that happen after Shimon HaTzadik died. The Ner Maravi never used to extinguish in the time of Shimon HaTzadik. That stops after he dies. And that he is a great, one of the last great Kohanim Gedolim. And after him, things go downhill. And we'll see the story right now. Shat Tirato Amar Lahem Chonyo Bini Yishamesh Tachtai. That Chonyo, my son, should serve instead of me. Nitkano bo Shimi Achiv. His older brother Shimi, Shaya Gadol Mimen Shteishanim Umech, so he was 2.5 years older than him, was jealous that his younger brother was appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. Amlo bo valomedcha seder avoda. Let me come and teach you how you do the avoda. He'll be shol ba'unkli, v'chagro b'tziltzul. He put him into some sort of leather tunic, v'chagro b'tziltzul, and he put him a belt around him, but it was a woman's belt. He put on by the Mizbech. He said to his brothers, the Kohanim, look what this guy did, promised his wife, and did it. The day that I'm appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, I'll wear your tunic and I'll wear your belt. This Kohanim wanted to kill him. They chased after him and they ran after him. Halach Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. He went to Alexandria. Ubana Shem Mizbeach. Ve'alav L'shum Avodat Kochamim. Over there he went to build the Mizbeach. And then he started to worship Avodah Zarah. V'shishamu Chachamim Badavar. When the Chachamim heard about this, Amru, Ma Zeh Shelo Yarada. This individual was never reached the point of being a leader, meaning Shimi, who his older brother, Nitkaneh, who was so jealous. Kacha Yored La'achat Kama Kama. Someone actually is in a position of power. How much more so if they lose that position of power that they will be at risk of doing something horrible because they lost their power? Dibre Rabbi Meir. That's the way Rabbi Meir explains the story. Tosfos asks two basic questions. He says, first of all, doesn't the Torah say that no one else is allowed to be with the Kohen Gadol inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim? So how is it here that this individual is coming in with him? So the Yushalmi asks the question. Yushalmi says, even Malachim are precluded? They say, maybe Shema Shechina Haita. Maybe it was a representation of the Shechina who was coming in with him. I would just say that, nevertheless, it was an image. The Malachim have some sort of form to them. Over here, we're talking about an image, so maybe it wasn't so bad. Then the second question he asks is, how could they be a situation in which the children of Shimon HaTzadik was one of the greatest Kohanim Gadolim, and he didn't have a clue how to do the Avoda? His brother comes and says, oh, let me teach you how to do Avoda. How could that be possible? You only have to be appointed as a Kohen Gadol if you fill your father's shoes. Over here, how do you fill your father's shoes? So Yesh Lamar, he gives one answer. This the Yirat Chet Hayah Mamalei Makom Avotav. He didn't know the Avodah so well, but he was in Yirat Chet. He was a great individual, and therefore his father said he was the one to be appropriate to be the Kohen Gadol. I mean, if his children didn't know Avodah, how was it possible? Shimon attacked the Kohen Gadol. His children don't know how to do Avodah in the Mikdash. Thus gives a second answer. He says that Chonyo knew how to do Avodah. He just didn't know the process of appointing the Kohen Gadol. How is the Kohen Gadol put into service? He never saw that. His father was the Kohen Gadol his whole lifetime. And so now he had the chance. He didn't know how to be inducted as a Kohen Gadol. And that's what Shimi showed him. He was telling him about the induction process. Those are two things that Tosfot mentions over here. Then we have a second version of the story from Rabbi Yehuda. That was the version from Rabbi Meir, who says that it was Avodah Zarah. And then we have the Story according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo kach haya masel elo kibel alav chonyo. Chonyo was appointed by his father. His father said, you take it. But he didn't want to do it. He was altruistic. He said, I know my brother's older. I don't want to take it, even though my father said I should take it. Even though he had given it up on his own volition, and he was a tzaddik for doing that, nevertheless, he became jealous. When his brother took over the kuna gedola, he became very jealous. Chonyo says to his older brother, Shimi, let me teach you how to do this. Says, look what he did for his wife. He promised her, and he said, I'm going to do this. I'll wear your clothing. I'll get up there by the Mizbeach. They wanted to kill Shimi because of this. Shimi told them the whole story. Then they started chasing after Chonyo, because Chonyo was the one who put him up to this. Rats mipneim, ratzu acharav. Rats the Beit HaMelech went to the king's house, ratzu acharav. Kol ha-reo tomer zehu zehu. Everywhere they saw him, they said, that's the guy we want, that's the guy we want. Halach la-zandre shal Mitzrayim. The left him went to Alexandria Mitzrayim. Bona shal Mizbeach. Behala alav, l'shem shamayim. He built a Mizbeach in Mitzrayim, and on that, he was makriv l'shem shamayim. So this is the one we say that our Mishnah, we have a bright like a Mishnah, that she fed Rabbi Yehuda, that Beit Chonyo was l'shem shamayim. Shenemar, and it says in Yishayahu, ביום ההוא יהיה מזבח להשם בתוך ארץ מצרים ומצבה יצא גבולה להשם. So it's Mikhail the Pesach in Yishayahu, that on one day there will be a Mizbeach in Mitzrayim that's Lashem. And that they said is Beit Chonyo. ששמעו חכמים בדבר, when the Chachamim heard about this, אמרו, ומה זה שברח ממנה? This individual who ran away from Kavod, meaning Chonyo, who gave up the Kuna Gadol to his brother, כך, this is what happened to him in the end, he became so jealous that he did this awful thing. Someone actually wants it, who desires power and wants it, then that he will do awful things in order to ensure himself the ability to get to power. So this idea that power corrupts is a very important principle that's being laid out over here. Here's even people who were willing to give up their power, or people who didn't ever got to the positions of power. And the Gemara says, Achad kama kama, that someone who really wants it, someone that has had it, that you have to be careful about this idea that power corrupts. There are others who try to explain it away. How could it be that tzaddikim like this were worried about power? Some say that he did it the Shem Shemayim. Chonyo did it over here the Shem Shemayim because he felt that when Shimi went up, he realized that he didn't have the proper Yirat Chet. Since he had the proper Yirat Chet, he tried to remove him from the Kuna Gedola, even though he had given it up. Afterwards, he thought he did the right thing. So there are two different shitot or schools of thought about this, whether he was doing the Shem Shamayim or not the Shem Shamayim. But either way, in the end, we see this problem of the corruption of power. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll finish up the Gemara to the end of the Masechta tomorrow.